And it's a penalty kick, no less. Here goes Kilcolly, and he scores! Team Wellington, incredibly, two goals up. And Auckland City's grip on the OC Champions League is slipping.
Team Wellington on their way to ending Auckland City's stranglehold on the OFC Champions League title after 7 years and setting up a showdown with La Toka for the big prize. The New Zealand team will go into the two-leg final as warm favourites, but coach Jose Figuera says if his players are to win, they must show the same determination that's got them this far.
Great to see us, you know, being able to dominate teams with the ball, but also to roll the sleeves up and dig in and battle through. We've got a tough two games in the final here in New Zealand and away, and, you know, all of those characteristics are going to be really needed.
As for Figuera's opposition coach, Christophe Gamel, he's talking down La Toka's chances. But former New Zealand international and now TV pundit Fred de Jong says the Frenchman is playing mind games.
Honestly speaking, maybe we have 20% chance to win. Home and away, it's really not easy, but we will do our best to give trouble to Team Wellington.
Not many coaches will give those sort of odds to the opposition. I think he's very much trying to go into the match as the underdog side, which they will do, but not to that degree. They've had some tough games coming through to get to the final. And from a La Toka perspective, they have to stay in the game for as long as possible. If they can get a score draw, that would be an amazing result for them, I think.
Mind games or not, Coach Gamel has found it tough preparing his team with several players absent from the final training sessions in Fiji because of sickness or work commitments.
I never go to a game to make a draw, but we will have to apply a specific plan. But this week I had so few players at the training, I couldn't apply tactically what I look for, so I'm a bit upset, to be honest.
Fred de Jong says one reason for La Toka's successful run in the Champions League is the Fiji FA's decision to relax the rules on fielding overseas players. But it was a decision that FA President Rajesh Patel says they didn't take lightly.
It was surprising to see some imports in a Fijian side because historically the rules for the Fijian teams has been no imports. It all has to be local-based players in your club competition. So that rule carried into the Champions League, which was a severe disadvantage to them.
That's what we had opened up from last time, and we had stuck to three. But at the same time, these players, if they come, they have to be registered for the whole year to play, and they cannot change players halfway through the season.
And the presence of internationals Benji Tatori from Solomon Islands and Brian Kaltak from Vanuatu, together with Corey Chettleborough, a former Team Wellington player, might just give La Toka an edge that Fijian teams have lacked in the past. And Christophe Gamel is urging the whole country to get behind his side.
Chettleborough taking this corner, looking into the sun. It's a good one. Oh, and it's a fine header from Osao Makatalasau. And La Toka drawn level.
But the smart money is on Team Wellington, and Fred de Jong says they'll be going all out to build a big lead at home to make life easier for themselves in the return leg in the humid Fijian heat.
There's a cross, and it's met Fallon. Oh, what a goal! A superb goal by Eric Molloy! And Team Wellington in front with a very, very special goal.